I'm Paul Wigraff, Director of the Delaware Division of the Arts, and your host for today. Joining me remotely by Zoom is Pam Minacchio, the Director of Community Engagement for the Grand in Wilmington. Welcome, Pam.
Thank you, Paul. It's nice to be here.
We've been seeing each other an awful lot on Zoom these past few months.
I think I'm seeing your face more now than I ever have before.
I know. I wished I bought stock in Zoom 6 months ago. In any case, I'm glad you can join me today for this. The Grand has done some significant shifting of gears since mid-March. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about how COVID has impacted you, or how it impacted you originally, and what shifts you've made as you're moving into a couple interesting endeavors, concerts by car and summer arts in the park.
Absolutely. It was kind of devastating, heartbreaking back in March to have to start canceling shows once the state order came out, the emergency order to cancel all public gatherings and events of a certain number of people. And yeah, the Grand had to take shows off our stages, and a lot of them we are working on postponing and rescheduling them in the 2021 season. Like a lot of arts organizations, we don't know what's happening in the fall, what's to come in the winter, what things will look like down the road. But we have a lot of things just on hold, and we're looking into how we can make something work within the buildings. But on a more positive note, I'm just thrilled that we have some great weather and we are able to take these performances outdoors and give some people some live entertainment to enjoy, amidst this warm summer evening. So we're really excited to be able to continue presenting artists like this.
Now, one of the challenges the Grand has faced is that not only have you been closed, but the acts that you book, many of them have had to be canceled because they're touring acts. So that's kind of a double challenge for you.
Yes, we've had, there are basically no touring acts right now. The big artists are staying home just like everybody else in their quarantine and stay-at-home orders. But as more and more performing arts organizations are figuring out how to do outdoor concerts, whether it's at a drive-in movie stage or a large field or a parking lot that's been empty for a while, a lot of organizations are doing this now. So I think we'll start seeing some of the same touring artists traveling around from one venue to the other to make their routes. Those that are willing to do the tour that way.
So as Director of Community Engagement, what does that mean for you? How have your tasks shifted?
Well, as usual, I am focused on our local community and working with some of our most favorite local partners in the arts. And we have found a way to present some of our local artists on stage at the Frawley Stadium parking lot. So we'll talk about concerts by car. And I'm continuing our Summer in the Parks programming, which is in collaboration with the City of Wilmington and sponsored by the City of Wilmington. So we're grateful that they've been able to continue support of Summer in the Parks. And we're still continuing to engage audiences and our friends on our social media platforms. So we have a lot going on in different directions, but still trying to keep different ways to keep people engaged with the Grand and what it is we're doing and we're attempting to do.
Now, have you done any kind of virtual programming?
We have, and that's been a lot of fun. Our education department, which is headed by Allison Sands, she started a story time video series, and she's been reading storybooks that are presented, either have been or are scheduled to appear on our stages as Stages of Discovery school matinees. And so they're reading storybooks and doing that online so that, you know, kids at home can join along and read their books with us. We have done a video project with our Dance Works program in collaboration with First Aid Ballet and done some choreography that we hope kids at home can follow and do their own videos, which will then, once they're submitted, they'll be turned into a video, a music video with the Rock Orchestra, who has performed Elton John's The Tiny Dancer song. And so we're trying to make a kind of a public collaborative music video together, which will be a lot of fun. And yeah, the grant has also presented some of our previously recorded concerts through WHYY. So there's a concert series that's videos that are up on our Facebook page as well. So yeah, there's plenty of online content.
And now for our listeners who may not be aware, I mean, you have ceased on-site programming, but you have two facilities actually that you are responsible for, the Grand as well as the Playhouse. So talk a little bit about what you've had to do just in that basic upkeep and maintenance of facilities that unfortunately you're not able to use with the public right now.
Well, we have a terrific team in our operations department who is staying on top of all of the guidelines. Even though our staff, the grant staff, is not going into the building on a regular basis, there are still some people coming and going as needed. And we do have tenants in the building who are still operating their businesses. So, you know, we're taking care of all of the required sanitization. We've limited where people can go within the building in order to make that more, easy to accomplish and make sure that, you know, if you're going into a bathroom, that it's a clean bathroom, and make sure that everybody who's in the building is wearing a mask. So, you know, if you turn the corner and don't expect somebody, but they're there, you know, we want everybody to have their face masks on and just doing the best we can to protect everybody, whether or not we know, you know, as they come and go through the building.
And I know you've been quite proactive in thinking through different scenarios about what reopening might look like, based on, you know, what percentage of the house you're able to fill and all those kinds of complications.
We are still in that process and trying to review all of those guidelines. They are some pretty strict guidelines and does make things extra challenging for presenting a show. It's not just about having a face mask on, or I believe it's a 60% capacity is allowed, but if you're social distancing audience members, we can't fit 60% of them in the theater. So we're looking reality at around 30%, 300, or, you know, just a little over 300 people that could actually be at a show right now. So the real viability of all that is overwhelming, and it's hard to manage, you know, what the reality of that is. But we're working on it. We're trying figure out how to make that work. The ingress, the egress, the intermissions, no merchandise or concessions, trying to keep things as simple as possible. And hopefully we'll have something back on the stages in the coming months.
Yeah, it's not only, you know, how do you space audience members out in the house, but as you mentioned, you know, egress and ingress, and you know, how do you control traffic flow in the lobbies and all that sort of thing, a real challenge. And then the other side of it is from the stage and backstage perspective. How do you, you know, protect the performers and their safety? So, yeah, the challenges are tremendous. Well, I'm going to do a station break here just a little early today, just so we can get into some of the programming that you're getting into now.
Okay.
I want to remind our listeners you are tuned into Delaware State of the Arts here on News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. Our guest joining us today remotely by Zoom is Pam Minocchio, the Director of Community Engagement from the Grand in Wilmington. You've been, Pam, exploring some really exciting options for COVID-safe programming. Let's turn to concerts by car. Tell us, where did that brainchild come from? And what has that meant for you? I know it's kept you busy.
I almost hesitate to admit that I think the brainchild came from my household. As my husband and I watched some videos and saw things online of what some artists were doing in Europe, first of all. Seeing the drive-in concerts in Europe, and then started investigating and seeing more theaters and artists trying it out over here in the States. So we presented the idea, and you know, the brand is a presenting organization. So we're saying, okay, if there's a way we can do this, let's figure it out and make it happen. And so our team got together and we searched out some possible sites and reached out to some really great partners. So the ones that made this possible, Matt Meyer, county executive for Newcastle County, was right on board right away. And we're using the Newcastle County Showmobile as our stage. The staff at the Frawley Stadium was very supportive right away, and the Riverfront Development Corporation as well. We have support from the city of Wilmington, helping with some of the logistics involved and providing us safety and security and all that. With that, this whole team. Oh, and I can't forget to talk about PNC Arts Alive, who is a sponsor of this program, and they were definitely key in helping us to, change our direction for programming this season. So. All of these groups made it possible for us to present this first show, or a couple of shows this month. And so we're starting off on Friday, July 3rd, with TRO, the Rock Orchestra, which is one of the local favorites, led by Joe Trainer and wonderful, talented musicians. The band that he has is going to be performing the very best of the Beatles, so we're really excited. I know Joe was disappointed that he had to cancel the Beatlefest concert series this summer, which he's been doing for a couple of years now, but audiences are going to be able to hear the Beatles down at Frawley Stadium. And we're going to have you can listen to the concert in two ways. We'll have both the live PA system, so you can get out of your car, sit in the folding chair next to or in front of your car and hear the live concert. You could also put it on your radio if you want to stay in your car, listen to an FM broadcast. We'll have that available for listeners as well.
Full disclosure, we're actually recording this before the event, and our listeners will be listening to it after the event, but mm-hmm. I understand the event went really well.
We hope it went fantastic. And it is a sold out event. We have over 200 cars, over 500 people coming to hear the concert. And we are expecting, we will be announcing and putting on sale next week our second event, which is another local group called Echoes, and they're doing a tribute, their Pink Floyd tribute band. So Echoes will be performing on Friday, July 17th. Those tickets will go on sale next week, and we're doing the same thing. And we'll have video screens up so people can see what's happening on stage, some additional exciting video content during the show. Those are going to be some really exciting performances. I hope people come out to see them.
So tell me, I think I understand this. What will the parking lot look like? My understanding is that you're spacing the cars out and then asking people if they want to get out of their cars, they sit on the left side of their car, or is it the right side so that they don't interfere with the people in the car next to them? And
I don't remember which side it is, left or right.
But it's one or the other.
But it's one or the other. And we do have like a full car space in between them. They're not parked right next to
right.
each other. So they should be able to feel comfortable when they do get out of their car. They can remain 6 feet from the car next to them. I think the best visibility will be by sitting in front of the car.
Right.
And so bring your folding chair, park chair, beach chair, whatever you need, and bring your own food or drink. We're not serving any food or drink, but people are welcome to bring and remove their garbage with them at the end of the night.
And I think you mentioned the concert will be short enough so that there won't be an intermission, so that you don't have to deal with restroom facilities and that.
Yeah, it's anticipated to be 75 minutes. 90 minutes is the maximum, the time.
Right. So. And because of the restrictions or the recommendations that there not be any paper ticketing, it's all been sold in advance. How will people, as they pull into the lot, demonstrate that they paid?
Ticket buyers have received an email to confirm their order, and it has an order number in it. And they can print it if they want, or they could just show it on their phone. But we'll be checking the ticket orders as they come in. And so the ticket says, you know, what they bought, how many people should be in the car. And if we've got the wrong number and they need to upgrade their numbers, we can add a couple of people, but we can't add any more cars.
Okay. And then I'm curious, as people arrive, they are pre-ticketed. So obviously mm-hmm. they are guaranteed a space.
Right.
Will there be people just directing traffic into the next space available, like at the Delaware State Fair?
I guess we are working with the staff at Colonial Parking.
Okay.
You know, we don't know how to do parking very well, so we reached out to the professionals to help guide us through this, and we'll have their staff to help do the parking. We do expect that the smaller vehicles will be sent up front, and then we'll have larger SUVs towards the back, so they're not blocking the view for mm-hmm. you know, somebody in a little Miata.
Right.
And yeah, so exactly. As you arrive, you'll be directed to your space, and we'll allow, you know.
Well, I mean, what you're talking about is something I've been noticing since mid-March, and that is how COVID has forced all of us to be working more collaboratively on what it is that we're trying to do in bringing programming to our mm-hmm. to the public. Yeah, I mean, you mentioned, was it PNC Alive, I think?
And PNC Arts Alive has provided funding, but the City of Wilmington.
City of Wilmington, the county, Colonial Parking. Yeah, it's just
could
amazing.
Not do this on our own. So these partnerships and these supporters, sponsors, everybody making it possible is really just essential to our success. So
we have this program that our listeners, the Pink Floyd tribute, is that the one? Is that July 3rd?
July 3rd is the Rock Orchestra.
Right,
performing
right.
The Beatles, Orchestra. The very best okay. of the Beatles. And then July 17th will be Echoes performing Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon and some other favorite hits.
And tickets are still available for that, correct?
They'll go on sale next week.
They'll go on sale next week. And how can people find
that'll be on our website, thegrandwilmington.org.
Okay, great. Well, let's shift gears. We've got about 5 minutes left, or 4 minutes. Let's shift gears to Summer Arts in the Parks, which is another mm-hmm. great example of how Delaware's arts organizations are trying to work together to bring the arts again live to locations in Wilmington.
Yeah, I'm so excited that Summer in the Parks is able to continue with our support from the City of Wilmington. Even though we won't be doing our traditional morning and afternoon programming for kids in the parks, we are doing a teaching artist residency at the William Hicks Anderson Community Center, which is the city's facility on the west side. And we are providing a different teaching artist to be there each day of the week, Monday through Thursday. We are working with Ashley S.K. Davis from the Pieces of a Dream and David Stradley from Delaware Shakespeare. And Jason Keller is a teaching artist from Delaware Institute for the Arts and Education. And Christian Wills is a local spoken word artist and has hosted an open mic at the Grand. He will be doing some poetry. So Monday through Thursday, these kids will be getting some exposure and experience in each of these art forms, dance and theater and music and poetry. So I'm really thrilled for those. In addition, the Grand is presenting 4 evening concerts throughout July and the beginning of August. And so things still aren't completely solid, but we are working with Christine Rain, which is a really terrific funk band of female musicians doing, probably performing in Holloway Park on Wednesday, July 15th. I'm working with the Christina Cultural Arts Center, who will be presenting Richard Raw and the Word Warrior Band. I have trouble saying that. Tongue twister there. on July 22nd in Haynes Park. Jay Street and his band will be performing, haven't decided on the location yet, but July 29th. And then I'll have some students and faculty from the Music School of Delaware and Delaware Children's Theater performing at Union Park Gardens on hopefully August 5th is going to be that date. So all of that information will be updated on our website, again, thegrandwilmington.org, and also on our Facebook page. We have a Summer in the Parks Facebook page. So I'm just so thrilled that we're able to work with these talented artists and bring them out to the city for residents to enjoy live performances in their parks and socially distance each other while watching their concerts.
Well, once again, the Grand demonstrates how it is a leader in the arts community here. Pam, the work you've been doing and with Mark and Steve Bailey.
Thank you.
And the whole group, you've really been proactive in trying to keep the arts alive and bringing the live arts back to individuals, to Delawareans. We've got about a minute left. Wrapping up, how have your conversations been going with the arts, the other arts organizations in the community?
It varies from one to the next, and you know, some of them who are just putting things on hold and waiting to see how things pan out. But I think as the partners that we're working with and the people that we're able to provide some opportunities for, you know, Music School of Delaware is they're reopening very soon, sometime this month. I'm not sure if next week or two. Delaware Children's Theater, they're just desperate to get out there and get some, you know, performers in front of an audience again. And Christina Cultural Arts as well. So I think everybody's anxious to get out there, and we want to do what we love. We want to do what brings happiness to our audiences and to each other, and to share in the experience of live arts. And I'm just thrilled that we're able to do it in some way. I don't want to look to the fall, but just enjoy what we've got going on this summer. So we're happy to do that.
With that, we'll wrap up. Pam Inocchio, Director of Community Engagement from the Grand in Wilmington, thanks so much for joining me today. It's been a pleasure chatting with you.
Thanks for having me, Paul. It's great to see you.